This is the voice of Contract Management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that affect government contracting.
We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Yuan Zhou. Yuan is going to get us started with an update on the procurement collusion strike force. Yuan, take it away.
Thanks, Peter. On November 15th, the Procurement Collusion Strike Force announced new partnerships with the offices of Inspector General for the Department of Energy, Interior, Transportation, and EPA. In a press release, the PCSF reiterated its mission to protect public procurements from antitrust and other schemes, and specifically cited the upcoming distributions related to the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Creating Helpful Incentives to Produce Semiconductors and Science Act. In referencing that legislation, the Assistant AG of the Antitrust Division explained that expanding the PCSF's national partnership to include these critical offices will better position us to protect taxpayer dollars and combat collusion in government spending. Back to you, Peter.
Great. Next up, on November 14th, DOD's Office of Inspector General released its annual report identifying DOD's 8 most serious management and performance challenges for FY23. The 8 challenges, which are generally consistent with challenges identified in recent years, are: number 1, building enduring advantages for strategic competition; 2, strengthening cyberspace operations, securing systems, networks, and data; 3, maintaining superiority through a resilient defense industrial base; 4, improving financial management and budgeting; 5, adapting to climate change, accelerating resilience in protecting the environment; 6, protecting the health and wellness of service members and their family; 7, recruiting and retaining a diverse workforce; and 8, accelerating the transformation to a data-centric organization. DOD's report delineates between domestic and global pressures and emphasizes the importance of DOD's data strategy, its implementation, and likely barriers. Domestically, the report notes that the DOD faces manpower, financial, and operational pressures, including as it relates to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the increased frequency and severity of extreme weather events. Globally, the report focuses on threats from China and Russia that undermine U.S. standing and capabilities. And we expect that these challenges will drive significant audit activity and focus in 2023. Yuan, back to you.
Thanks, Peter. On November 22nd, the DOD publicly released its Zero Trust Strategy, which provides a roadmap for achieving the agency's target cyber defense goals by the end of fiscal year 2027. The DOD Zero Trust Portfolio Management Office, which was established in January of 2022 to oversee the DOD-wide Zero Trust execution, will monitor implementation and compliance across DOD components. The strategy outlines 4 high-level goals: Zero Trust culture adoption, DOD information system security and defense, technology acceleration, and Zero Trust enablement. The strategy requires that DOD components reach a targeted level of zero trust by fiscal year 2027 and defines that level as satisfying 91 of the strategy's 152 defined cyber defense activities based on the baseline course of action that's detailed in a separately released DOD Zero Trust Capability Execution Roadmap. Now, DOD components may choose one of several courses of action to reach target levels of zero trust adoption. And under the strategy's baseline course of action, components would make improvements to existing networks. Under additional courses of action that are still under development, components would rely on compliant solutions from commercial cloud providers or pursue a government-owned cloud. Peter?
Perfect. And with that, we will close it out for this edition. I'll note that we're watching closely activity on the 2023 NDAA. There will likely be many areas of interest for contractors, and our team is standing by to provide analysis and answer questions. And with that, we'll close out.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org/coursecatalog.